Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Most of the love that we experience in our lives is reciprocal. We love other people and they love us. Sometimes we've taken the initiative, and on other occasions they do so. But with God, it's very different. There is nothing that we can ever do to win his love. However hard we try, we could never force God to love us. So the fact that he has chosen to love us is entirely down to his own initiative. This is an incredibly important truth, because the whole of our Christian life needs to flow from it. In his letters, Paul often used the word grace to describe God's relationship with us. That is to say, forgiveness and salvation are a matter of shared gift. There is nothing we could ever do to contribute towards them. When we take the step of faith and accept Jesus into our life, we are simply responding to his incredible generosity to us. In writing to the Ephesians, Paul says, God saved us by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. Because of God's incredible and totally unmerited love, our lives need to be full of praise and thanksgiving. If we had made any contribution at all towards our salvation, it would be different. We could go around with a smug expression, knowing that our wonderful lives have been duly rewarded with the gift of God's love. But as it is, all we can do is boast about God and keep telling others just how incredibly generous he is. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for your amazing love. Help us to allow it to shape every part of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Praise every morning, or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.